That phrase you used just about pioneering physiotherapists was something I picked up in some of the documentation you have about the aims and the mission of the Physiotherapy History Project in BC. Pioneering has some very strong connotations, doesn't it, about breaking new ground, about doing things in a kind of in quite a radical way. Was the use of that idea of a pioneering physiotherapist quite deliberate?
Yes, there was discussion around the use of that term, but it was felt that they had earned that title because when, as I mentioned with the arthritis service, it was the same with the pioneering of the musculoskeletal area, which really began with pioneers in BC that developed that whole orthopedic division of the Canadian Physiotherapy Association. There was a huge amount of work that was done in the neurosciences area that really was pioneered in BC and then embraced by the rest of the country. It seems that perhaps because BC is as far west as you can go in Canada, that it has attracted people that just went out and got things done. They started new ideas, they followed through with them, and eventually they became mainstream and were adopted by the rest of the country. And of course, in the case of the orthopedic division, by the rest of the world through those small beginnings in Vancouver.
There's something in parallel here, I think, with the story you're telling about physios in BC and New Zealand and probably other parts of the world as well, where, as you say, you're as far west as you can go. Similarly, in New Zealand, we're quite a long way away from a lot of other people, and there's quite a lot of history of people doing pioneering things, partly because there are less restrictions and there's less oversight. Maybe that's an attractive thing for people because they have more autonomy. And I wonder if you found some of the stories of physios having to work in very autonomous ways because there's really no other services around that they have available to them.
Definitely. And I think that the creativity that they showed and the way that they really reached out and found ways to use physiotherapy in beneficial services throughout the province was very, very different than what I experienced at the Royal Free Hospital in London, England, where there was a tried and true system of working with physiotherapy. And there was, as you said, there was very little opportunity to go out to work outside the box, whereas in BC you needed to work outside the box for those new treatments and new ideas to work and be successful.
Now, in the text that we'll attach to the this conversation on the website, you've kindly provided us with a story of the physiotherapy history of BC, and as I say, we'll put that on the site. In part of that text, you talk about looking at some of the archives of the Physio Association of British Columbia and finding that a lot of the images that were you came across were largely social functions rather than actually images which said much about what the physiotherapist did in practice. That's very similar to my experience here in New Zealand and also looking at the documents in the Wellcome Library in London. I wonder why it is that you think physios are such poor historians and such poor archivists of the things that they've done.
Well, I think if I were to try to look at why it is that physiotherapists have lots of social events and document them, I think it's because as physiotherapists, we're very congenial. We work well together. We like celebrating, we have found over the years that the photos are of barbecues and parties and Congress celebrations have taken paramount importance over treatment. And I wondered if it's because, of course, there are restrictions about taking photographs of patients, you know, unless you get their permission, which of course some of the ones that were published, some of the photographs that were published, they did have the permission of the patient to be published. But those, they were few and far between, and physiotherapists generally didn't take the time to document their own treatments. I think it was because, or is because, we didn't have a feeling of the need to document our history. We just went along and did what we did. So if there was a message I would like to convey in this talk with you this morning, David, it's to encourage working physiotherapists, the new and upcoming, and even those who have been working for several decades, to begin to take photos of the workplaces, to begin to take photos of your treatments, to begin to document your history. Because what we found when we began is that there was this dearth, there was decades were lacking in any kind of record keeping or documentation by photos or vignettes or little stories. And if we want to make sure that we continue to document, we have to do it in today's world. We have to get working physiotherapists embracing the idea that it's their responsibility to always have some record of where they used to be and where they are today. So the two things: make sure that you archive and you archive safely what you're doing, and make sure that you take photos. Mm. And it's so easy today with iPhotos, very different than the old days where you actually had to remember to bring a camera to work to do it.
Yes, it's very interesting, isn't it? Because by comparison with, say, medicine and nursing, where there is a very strong culture of history, medical history is as old as the profession itself. Nurses do a very good job in celebrating their own histories. We really don't put much effort into celebrating and remembering our histories, which makes projects like this quite difficult. I wonder whether Joan Cleather's book, Head, Heart and Hands, The Story of Physio in Canada, was useful to you, or has been useful, or whether it touched much on the BC experience?
Yes, it was extremely good that she documented that history. Up until 1995, there is nothing since then that's been written in the same depth. Of course, coming with the National Association being based in Ontario, there was evidently more opportunity for her to gather information from the East. And a lot of the history of physiotherapy out west, as we say, did not find its way into the book, which we were sad about. But I do not wish to diminish the work that she did. And it was useful. And it's comforting to know that that is in existence. No longer in print, sadly, but at least available through the Canadian Physiotherapy Association.
So where is the project, the Physio History in BC now? Where are you up to? What sort of work are you doing at the moment? And what's in line for you for the next few months and years?
Well, I'm delighted to say that what we began as a task force with the retired physiotherapist group and the Physiotherapy Association of BC has been embraced by all, and the Physiotherapy Association of BC will take ownership of the work that we have done. They are paying at the moment for the Dropbox, which means that it's safely in the cloud and not on our individual computers, which we realized was a danger, because if someone's computer had failed, then those histories and written contributions would also disappear. So we're delighted. We've also been delighted recently to speak with Sarah Marshall, from president of the Canadian Physiotherapy Association, that was on your International Physiotherapy History Association committee. So following our Zoom talk that we had, I spoke with Sarah, and I will be sending her what we have done here in BC. And I'm really feeling confident that the work that we began here in BC will be taken up by the National Association, and that's where it should belong. That it's important for every country, through the professional bodies that they have, to be responsible for the history so that it remains accessible to both currently working and retired physiotherapists in your own country and around the world.
Well, I couldn't agree more with that sentiment, Patricia. That's a lovely way to finish this conversation. Thank you so much for giving up your time and giving us an account of the project that you're doing. So much of this work is done voluntarily, I think it's an amazing thing that you're doing with the project yourself, and also the colleagues in BC, to preserve and protect this record of physiotherapy history. Thank you again for your time and for the lovely conversation.
Well, thank you very much, David. I appreciate your time. I just wanted to say, David, how much I appreciate all the work that you have done, you and your colleagues, to bringing the attention of the physiotherapy community worldwide to the importance of looking back at their history. And again, it could not have been done without the work that you have done. And for that, we thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.